So we're going to always start our meditation, of course, with sticking the tummy out. I had breakfast just a few minutes ago, so mine's already pooching out pretty good. But we pooch that belly out and suck the air in all the way to the bottom of the lungs where it's seldom exchanged in our normal shallow breaths we take. And squeeze it all out at the end of the breath. Your tummy goes in. Then push the belly out, protrude it out as far as you can this time. And then pull your shoulders back. And you can take like a second breath as you expand the rib cage. Feel all the way up till you feel like you're going to pop. And then immediately start letting it out. Squeeze it all out at the end. Very slowly start protruding the belly again. The diaphragm goes down, pushes out the lower abdomen. And when that's all the way out far as you can extend it, then spread the rib cage by just pulling the shoulders back a little bit. And you can take like a whole second breath and fill up every little alveolus in the lungs all the way to put a whole lot of oxygen in the blood. That goes to the back of the brain and the brain stem, the base, little medulla oblongata cells in the medulla say, hey, look, there's extra oxygen in the blood. Everything relax in here. In through the nose, out through the mouth. On the grapevines near my house are several praying mantis cocoons. And in there are these eggs just waiting for springtime. And they noticed the change overnight. It was a long darkness. They can see through the translucent shell they're in. And the eggs are little beings in there, aware and waiting their time, dreaming of the warmth of spring. And they're in there going, oh, this is going to be a little bit longer day today than yesterday. We'll soon awaken from our sleep. All the garlic and onion and other bulbs are going, oh, time to start taking the energy from the leaves down and expanding at the base underground. All the plants in the forest, the deciduous trees, oaks, and so forth, are in a deep meditation. They've shed their leaves. All on the ground around them. We've got microbes and earthworms gobbling them up and bringing them down into the soil where the mycelial network of the fungi will take in the remains after the microbes and earthworms and all break it down. They'll take in those complex molecules from the soil and put them all together into really amazingly complex molecules, sugars, and bring them to the roots of those big trees and say, hey, I've got some minerals and some enzymes and some really sweet sugars here. If you've got some of those special molecules you make with sunshine up there in the leaves, we could do some business. A little spark of light occurs with each exchange. The ectomycial fungi surrounding the roots and then going into the roots between the individual cells of the actual roots, wedded to the mycelium. And then the endomycorrhizae fungi penetrating the cells, actually going inside the cells of the tree roots themselves, totally wedded as one. Each providing nutrients the other needs. As we're walking through the forest, we're walking on a bed of mycelia, fungi, some of them miles long, a web of life. It's why it's spongy in the soil in the forest as we're walking along. There's a little spring to each step. Mycelia are aware. They exchange energy and information electronically, like neurons. They look like neurons, in fact, that web. They're feeling you as you're walking along. They're saying, "Oh, we got a live one here. He's really walking slow. His heart's beating real slow with each step he takes." Spread the word on up the line. We got a good one coming. The squirrels pause in their play in the canopy, look down, say, "Look at that one. He's glowing." We meet one another under the tree, this great big oak tree deep in the forest. We sit down on the ground in a circle around it. Each of us there holding our space. We sink our fingers down into the leaf litter and pushing them as far as we can down into the loose, fluffy soil where the leaves have rotted here for 200 years under this tree. We can feel its energy in the ground. We think about how much we love the earth. We send that love out our tailbone into the soil and out our fingertips into the soil. And we think about how much we love the earth and this tree we're gathered around, how blessed we are. Most all the carbon in that tree came from the exhale of mammals. The CO2, the tree taking that carbon atom and releasing the O2 for us to breathe. We're loving the earth and all its beauty, all the food and medicines. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for all the beauty. How blessed we are to live here on this beautiful planet with so much water and life. And we feel the energy now coming back from the earth. Up our fingers, up our tailbone, up the spinal column. Shining outward through our hearts, shining out through our throats, shining out through our eyes, shining out through our tisratil, the third eye, and out the crown chakra, up into the sky. With each wave of love we send to the earth, a stronger wave comes back. We think of our loved ones. We bless them with that light. We purify ourselves and them. And the tree is smiling. And the mycelia are vibrating at our fingertips. And the whole scene just turns to light. meander back into this room now. And find our bodies. Make sure you're in the right one now. And we center our little, and our back in our bodies, and we feel the weight of our body on the chair beneath us. We feel the love and the warmth from those around us that just joined us in that beautiful journey. Take a slow belly breath now. Pooch the belly way out again. Then pull the shoulders back. Expand the lungs all the way and then slowly let it all out. Start wiggling a little bit in your chair as you exhale. Feel how great it feels to be in the human form where we can learn so many things so quickly. With dozens of spirit helpers just waiting for us to ask for their assistance. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Wopalatanka, Chuchu Pelatankashula. Pila Maya Yelo. Onsi Malayelo. Oh. Takwe Oyasen.